Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is our State Senator Jesse Green, joining us for a second of our two-part series for our upcoming legislative session that starts next week. So thank you again very much, Senator Green, for being on. And let's talk now about some possible tax cuts that might be happening this legislative session because of the fortunate financial situation that the state of Iowa is currently in.
Yeah, well, this is such an exciting topic that we are in this situation to be able to have this conversation. We have over $1 billion in surplus right now. With this opportunity, I think there's an opportunity to keep chipping away at individual income tax. And some people are like, well, you look at the corporate tax rate, and we do have one of the highest corporate tax rates in the nation. But when you look at our revenues, there's really not a lot of revenue in the state budget when it comes to corporate taxes. There's a lot of Class S corporations out there. So when you do an individual tax cut, you're also benefiting those corporations. Studies have proven that individual income tax cuts is the best way to help the economy. And so last year we lowered the top income tax bracket by 2%. And I think we have an opportunity here this year. My dream would be to have a flat tax. And I think it's very plausible that that could happen. And then of course the ultimate goal is to eliminate the income tax altogether. That would be everybody's kind of dream situation. So you'll hear from the other side of the aisle that they'll come out with doomsday predictions that we need to be careful how much taxes we cut. All this is due to a whole bunch of federal money coming into the state due to COVID. Those are some of the different arguments that you hear, that this is kind of a false and healthy budget environment that we're in. And all I can say is that every other state has had the same opportunity that we have had when it comes to federal money coming into COVID. And there's quite a few states that are having to still increase taxes, or they're in terrible fiscal situations. We're just in a really fortunate situation to have such a big surplus, and this is just due to 4 to 5 years of consistent conservative budgeting practices. And I'm really excited for the conversation to take place, and we'll see what happens with tax cuts.
All right, so Senator Green, as we kind of round up our conversation here today, what are some of the things that you personally have on your docket going into the next legislative session?
Yeah, well, personally, you know, last year I had some of my fingerprints on the bottle bill a little bit, but again, for the bottle bill hasn't changed for, I think it was, I lose track of time, it was about 40 years now. That I remember last year seeing a Blast from the Past article from like 2002 where it had a senator from Fort Dodge that was talking about the bottle bill reforming it from that long ago. And this is just a classic political bill that's really hard to fix. There's so many different angles and so many different interests in this bill. You're going to hear this be a topic because Senator Ken Rosenboom, he's going to be retiring. He's a veteran at the legislature. He's put forward a bill that it seems like that there's a lot of momentum behind. It got all the way to Ways and Means last year and then stalled out. But since in the off season, I know he's been talking to a lot of legislators in both chambers, and it sounds like his one last hurrah for his last session. I think he would really like to put all his political capital behind this and get it across the finish line. And it would be such an honor to him. It's a much needed reform that needs to happen. Some people argue that there's anywhere from $30 to $100 million of unredeemed nickels that nobody knows what's happened to that money. And that's taxpayers' money. There needs to be at least transparency within the system to know where that money is at, so the taxpayers are not getting taken advantage of. And that's a problem with any broken bill. It doesn't matter if it's a bottle bill or some other bill. At the end of the day, it's the taxpayers that are the losers. And so this bill needs reformed, and we can't keep kicking the can down the road. I've got a ditch bill where currently with state highways, you can apply for permits for farmers to mow and bale road ditches after the 1st of July. And personally, we've baled a lot of ditches in the past. I've got a lot of neighbors that have baled ditches in the past. We have a good working relationship with the state. But one thing I've noticed the past few years, there's been a lot of deer accidents that have been happening. And it's kind of opened my eyes to this topic that we have so many increasing accidents. And why do we have these ditches full of grass that could be baled a month prior, maybe help the safety with our transportation so that deer are not just hiding in the ditches and people are taken off guard with that. So what I'd like to do is eliminate that date requirement, let the farmers, when they still apply for a permit through the state to get permission to bale the road ditch, but let the farmer bale the ditch whenever he sees convenient. A lot of times I think farmers could get those cleaned up a month earlier, and I truly believe that it's going to save money. The insurance companies are going to be happy, but it might even save a couple lives. And so I'm going to be having some fun with that bill. And then the other thing I'm pretty passionate about is Convention of the States. And to give a little clarity on this, I would like to pass out a resolution out of the state of Iowa that says we would like to be a part of a convention that would propose amendments to the Constitution. And my biggest fear for most of my life when I looked at government is that there's a federal spending problem. Most people on both sides of the aisle would agree that there needs to be some restraints on the federal government when it comes to how much debt we can rack up. We've heard about balanced budget amendments for years and years and years. I didn't think as a state legislator myself that there was anything that I could personally do to help alleviate this problem or fix the problem. But then I saw this solution. This is one thing the state of Iowa can do to say enough is enough. We want to have a balanced budget amendment. We want to have term limits. We want to restrain the power of the federal government. 14 states have passed a resolution calling for a convention. 34 states ultimately would have to pass a resolution. I would like Iowa to be the 15th state to do this. And the Iowa House a few years ago passed a resolution out, but then it died in the Senate. I'd like to be that voice in the Senate to help it get it across the finish line. Of course, I've always been an advocate for more choice in education. A lot of people, you know, when they hear this topic, they think this is going to be taking money away from public schools, and those are false assumptions. I think with increased choice, you're going to see easier increases in revenue and budget increases when it comes to education. I have always been passionate about lower class sizes, increase in teacher pay, and I think this is a piece of that puzzle. Right now, there's over 20 states that have passed some sort of school choice reform, whether that's education savings accounts or vouchers. The data is out there, it's proven to work, and there's a way to do this so that it doesn't hurt public education whatsoever. And I think this is the best way that we can raise the bar for education. Right now, we spend over $15,400 per student when it comes to state, local, and federal money when it comes to education. I'm not saying that that's too much or too little. After the COVID money that came in last year, that amount is closer to $17,000. All I want is that a portion of those dollars, about $5,000 worth, to be optional to follow a student into a private school environment if that's what best suits the family's interests. And so we'll see where that conversation goes. I would at least like to compromise with those that disagree with it. We can at least target federally failing school districts like we did last year. I think that's pretty common sense that the hardest hit in our society and the students that are struggling the most in these failing school districts, that they be given a little boost of encouragement, an option to get themselves out of a failing system. But I think 2022 is going to be an exciting year, and it's going to be a year for the record books.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, here with our State Senator Jesse Green joining us once again. You're listening to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.